Yo, what's up? Laugh Now, Die Later. Raw's podcast. I'm bringing that back. The reason I stopped saying that and like took that off because someone told me, like, you guys Raw's even a word. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to sound stupid. And I was like, stupid. Yeah, but I was like, okay, it's the Raw's podcast, so whatever. We're making up words now. So we've been live from Chipotle from Midnight Hour. We've been live from the Gag Van outside of Midnight Hour. We've been live from the alley of Midnight Hour. We've been live within Midnight Hour. And today we're in the boba spot, boba time in the corner of Midnight Hour. So yeah, shout out to Midnight Hour, the punk hardcore utopia. Where I like to, like, you know how Chuck E. Cheese says where a kid can be a kid?
Oh my God.
So I'm like, Midnight Hour, a punk could be a punk, there, or a hardcore kid could be a hardcore kid.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Midnight Hour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And today, my guest is a very hardworking.
No, sorry, I'm sorry.
Don't pause it. Human Garbage.
Yes.
The angriest hardcore punk band. Linda Susan's solo stuff. Sheer, straight up like you throw your fist and like start crying. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, yeah. Yeah, so you're all over the spectrum.
Thank you.
How you doing, Gina?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So we're gonna give today, what day is it?
Today's
March
18th.
March 18th. And give us a rundown what your day was.
Well, I got up, I walked my dog for like 2 miles, and then I got ready. I went to a guitar center, rented a PA, played a solo acoustic set at Burger Lord's Highland Park for their 4-year anniversary. And then I went to Human Garbage practice, and now I'm at Midnight Hour about to play bass for Human Garbage.
Damn, let that sink in. Let that sink in. That's straight up.
It's a long day.
That's dry. Yeah, yes. I was thinking on the way here, I was just thinking random shit. I was like, oh, like, passion leaves you dry.
Yeah.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing. You know what I mean? There's passion to bad stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you have the drive, because, you know, like, you look at, like, you look at folks who, like, just run a good fucking taco truck, and you're like, oh, well, like, they're passionate about serving that good fucking taco, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? It goes in, it's a beautiful thing when someone's like, I really care about, even if it's, like, so little or so big or whatever it may be, like, but you push it, you do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I always, music keeps me out of my own mind a lot, so I like to stay busy, like, just always creating. And but yeah, like you said, sometimes I can be too driven and I get burnt out easy, but days like today, like, I'm so grateful I get to do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It makes life fun and just adds something new to my day, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, where do we start? Well, I mean, like, you're friends with Aldo, the angriest. Male voted, I specify male voted most handsome hardcore man alive.
Oh,
and so you're in a band with the angriest dude from the valley, but you also, like I said, you're all over the spectrum. So we got to start from when you were young. How did, like, it lead up to all that? You're from Simi or the...
I'm from Simi Valley.
Simi Valley, the wrong valley.
No,
hated valley.
Because I'm the 805, girl. I got an 805 number, but we border the 818. So, like, the 805 doesn't want Simi because Simi be racist.
Yeah,
and the 818's like, you're not really a valley.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, right on the border of both. But that's where I was born and raised.
I've experienced, like, racism, like, low-key racism in Orange County. I've experienced, like... You know, low key racism, more like stereotype. But at Simi, people don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yo, like, get the fuck out of my car. I'm like, yo, I'm not gonna steal it. And I'm like,
God.
Yeah, like, people are crazy out there.
Dude, it's a fucking, it's just a bunch of old white people. Like, the Ronald Reagan Library is from Simi. That tells you enough, you know?
Well, to be fair, Mexicans love Reagan because they give us paper.
That's very true.
Yeah. But,
that's true.
I mean, that's another, people are gonna be like, what the fuck? It's like, but yeah, so how was your childhood? Wait, we can take this off, but are you fully Mexican or are you half?
I'm half. So both my parents are born here, but my dad's parents are from Guanajuato, Mexico.
Yeah.
And my mom was white, but my grandma, so my mom's mom, immigrated here from Sicily. So I'm half white, half Mexican.
Oh, I thought you were fully Mexican.
No, I'm
You look half. Pretty Mexican.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of people think I look Filipino, but yeah, I'm Mexican.
Okay. Do you speak Spanish?
A little bit, yeah. I understand.
Cutting up the Mexican past.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking fake ass Mexican. But because my dad was in prison for most of my childhood.
Yeah.
And so I spent time with my grandma and stuff. So I was around it, but my mom was white. So at home, we speak English.
Yeah.
But I understand it pretty much fluently. I just really embarrassed about how I speak it.
Yeah.
So I don't speak it well. So I guess I'm
So talk about that. You were raised by your grandmother or by
my
your mom and your grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay. How was that? Explain your childhood.
It was good. So, yeah, my dad went to federal prison from when I was 6 until I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom, both my parents had me when they were mid 40s already. So
oh, really?
Yeah, I guess I wasn't a surprise.
Well, do you have brothers?
Yeah. So I have a lot of siblings, but I'm
half.
Only one. Half.
Okay.
Yeah. So the next youngest one to me is 14 years older than me.
Mm.
So it's really they're already living their lives. So, and my mom was in pretty bad health. All my life. So it's just me and my mom. We lived in lower income apartments in Simi. So I mean, for the most part, I spent a lot of time by myself or taking care of myself, because my mom, like I said, she always had health problems. And if she sometimes she would have jobs every now and then. So if not, I would go to my grandma's in Moore Park. So I spent most of my time in Simi Valley and Moore Park.
Mm.
And so I'd hang out with my grandma, my Mexican family, or sometimes my sisters would hang out with me. I'd go to their house, but
for the most part,
I was alone a lot of the time.
Alone?
Yeah.
So were you fuck the world, I'm alone? Or were you a very on school, or were you fuck school? Or
no, I was a pretty good student. I got pretty much good grades all the time. I always was on the honor roll and stuff.
And that was because of your own mindset of I gotta do something for myself? Or did your mom plant the seed?
No, my mom always wanted me to do good. So my dad was addicted to meth, and my mom, she didn't do drugs when I was around, but she was sick, I think, because she was with the wrong crowd and shared needles and shit.
So she was all extra, got it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she was fully addicted, but she hung out with drug addicts, and I think she experimented, and she had gotten sick from that too. And
permanently
so,
sick? It might have something happened back then, and she was fucked up.
Yeah, I think she got
that.
A dirty needle, and she got fucked up, and it ruined her liver and her blood, and so she always had liver problems. So I knew I had to be a good student, because I saw how that shit ruined people's lives at a young age. And my mom was really encouraging. She's always pushing me to do things, and I love my mom. She's the only person I was around most of the time, so I just knew I wanted to be a good student. And I like school. That's for the most part where I got to see my friends and stuff. I had friends in our little neighborhood, but I didn't do much, so school was the thing that I did. So yeah, I was a pretty good student for the most part, just because I wanted to be good, and it was just something to do,
I mean, this is you don't have to talk about it again. But you said you listen to this podcast. I try to know everything. I try to get the full picture. That's why I feel it has to sound crappy to an extent, because I don't want everybody to listen.
Right.
I want people who really want to listen to listen.
Respect.
But that being said, when I saw Sheer for the first time,
mm-hmm.
I believe you played a song Skin.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I literally have a tattoo of that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what the heck?
Yeah, it's on my knee. But,
I have to see that.
No, but then I fucked up because I was listening to the song, and I was my homie was yo, let's get tattooed. And I was I gotta go in 5 minutes, but tattoo me. And he's all right. And then I'm yo, I was listening to the song, I was tattoo.
Oh my god.
But then he was and then I'm oh wait, I think someone might get the wrong idea of this tattoo. But
no.
Yeah. But anyways, you play that song, and I think, I might be wrong, I just from what I remember, mm-hmm. that song is about your mom and not getting along with her?
No, it's about my mom dying. Yeah, so
it's purely about your mom dying?
Yeah, so my mom passed away when I was 16, so she was 58 or so. So, yeah, and so I'm kind of sorry, I'm jumping ahead, but so my dad is when he got out of prison, he's always been a truck driver, so even when he got out, he would spend weeks on the road, driving. And so I was taking care of my mom dying. She had cancer. And so even before then, she had little scares that she's going to pass, but she actually got cancer she was diagnosed like in October of, I don't know, 2010. And then she died like February 2011. So it was like a real short time. So that song was more about like me knowing eventually she was gonna die, and like, not to be morbid, but like obviously like I saw her dying and get carried away after it passed. So that's what that song is about.
When your dad came out, did he even try to like be your dad?
Yeah. So
or you, did you push him away? Was he like,
no.
how was that?
So even like when he was locked up, like me, my mom and my grandma, like for a long time, we got Toretto up in here.
Live and cut. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, even like when my dad was locked up, we would go visit him. And, like, so a lot of my like childhood photos of my parents are like, you know, when he's like in the uniform and like the airbrush background in the cell, you know. But so when he got out, he was in a halfway house. So I would spend time with him like when he had like, I don't know what you call it, but like free time to go hang out with your family. And so I was excited.
Wait, so you could go to the house?
So a halfway house, like he lived in like this group housing in like Hollywood, and like you can work in a halfway house, but you have to go home every night, and you get like a couple hours throughout the day to like, we walked around Hollywood, or like we go have lunch.
Would you be watching something? Or like a ankle monitor?
I think he had a monitor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you have to be like a good inmate to like get that. And my dad's offense, like he was transporting drugs, so it's not like it was like a violent crime or anything. And he was older, so I think it's like he's not as big as a threat, right? So I spent time with him, like even though he's locked up. So I had a relationship with him, and then when he got out, I was like really excited to like have my family. But like, you know, pretty quickly after that, like he would fight. You know, my dad, I love my dad. I still talk to my dad to this day, but we have a hard relationship. He could be really abusive emotionally, sometimes physically, to my mom and me. So it was hard when he got out, because before he went to jail, I was like a little kid, so I remember some bad things, but we would do family things. So I wanted a relationship with him, but I was also like a teenager by the time he got out, and he obviously was locked up for so long, like he's getting used to like reality again. You know, and all of my other siblings, he really wasn't like in their lives. So I was like the first kid that I think he wanted to use me to like be a good dad.
Yeah.
So I know he struggled with his own traumas and addiction and stuff. So I had a relationship with him, but it's rocky. To this day, sometimes it could be rocky, but especially back then, yeah.
So you're 16, your mom's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad just came out 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You're like, you're also in the what do you call it? When I call the hormone stage, where you're like, where you're like, fuck everything, and then you're like,
100%.
I look at my sister now, and she's 16.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, fuck, like, was I like that like 4 years ago?
Probably you were.
Probably no.
Girls sometimes also are just like even worse.
You said it. I didn't say it.
I can say it.
No, yeah, because like she's like my mom would be like, oh, like, I don't know, like, can you please do this?
Yeah.
Fucking fine, I'm going. And I'm like, damn, like I know that I probably was like at some point.
Yeah.
Or like ask her like, hey, can like, you know, like I'm gonna come home late, like leave the door open. Fucking fine, like why don't you like come early? Like you know what I mean? Like I'm like, yo, like I'm just asking for like, you know what I mean? Like, but anyways.
Oh yeah, it's a teenager thing.
Yeah, so you got that going on.
For sure.
You got like you need guidance at those years the most.
Yeah.
That's when like I feel like I don't know, people say like, I don't know. I mean, I'm only 20, so I can't say. I speak for the years ahead of me. But I personally think, like, yo, when you're, like, 16 to, like, 18, you'll, like, inflict as much, put in as much, like, knowledge you can into a person.
For sure.
Because that's when they're the dumbest. And that's when, but, like, and you think you know everything. So what the knowledge you do receive, you think it's a good, but it's actually the good if you give the right knowledge.
Right.
You know, because then folks be giving the wrong knowledge, and then they're like,
they be fucking up.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, like, this is what life is. You know what I mean? Like, fuck everything, fuck everybody.
For sure.
Did you have any role models or like, any person that was like, yo, Gina, life fucked up? Or did you fuck up?
You know, So I'm really close with two of my sisters and two of my older brothers.
Yeah.
And so I will always spend time with my two sisters, and they're, like, one of my sisters, she's like my mom, pretty much.
Oh, okay,
yeah, like,
okay.
So, I mean, my mom is my mom, but I feel really blessed that I had my sisters.
Yeah.
And their life with their dad and my mom, like, that was even rougher than mine. So they have also been through some shit. So, like, they always made sure I was in check. Like, they always helped me. Like, all the things that I did, like, I went to Disneyland once and, like, the zoo. And, like, all those is because, like, my sisters or my brothers took me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't with my parents, you know. So I definitely, like, love my siblings, so I wouldn't be anything without them for sure.
There's a question of like, you know how like people do anything to belong to something?
Yeah.
So when they don't have a family, they join in and whatever may be good or bad. But did you like still like having siblings that looked out for you? So you like, you know, I mean, I'm assuming from what you're telling me, like, oh, something went wrong, I don't know about this, hey, this is happening, like, you go ask them. Did you still, although you had them, I mean, like, how much did you miss still having a dad and a mom? Or like that, like, you know, like lovey-dovey, like, oh, my parents are...
Yeah, honestly...
Or did you realize it later?
I honestly, like, I realized it later. Like, I was probably, like, 22 when I, like, got therapy, and I realized, like, I really only had a mom and dad together for, like, 2 years, and, like, it was dysfunctional. And even when I was, like, pre-6 years old, it was dysfunctional. They were separated. Like, my dad had, like, other ladies and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So... I thought it was normal. And I hear this a lot from like people who grew up in like a dysfunctional household. Like they don't realize it's not normal.
Mm.
And so yeah, I didn't realize it until later. And I would see, like, I remember being like a little ass kid and like there was like father daughter dances at school, or like, you know, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with my dad for Father's Day. I would get pissed at like these other girls, like, I'm like little ass kid, and I would be like, yeah, it must be nice, you know, all like, freaking
fuck you.
But I mean, like, considering my circumstances, you know, I really like, I didn't, I've only drank like 3 times my whole life.
Are you straight edge?
I'm not straight edge. I was for a while, but I'm not. I'm a sellout girl.
Yeah.
But I just, like I said, I saw like drugs fuck up my family, so I didn't do that. But I mean, I really, like, because I was home alone a lot, if my dad was gone or if he pissed me off, like, we'd butt heads, like, I would go in my room and I would listen to music, or I would, like, go for a walk. And I had neighborhood friends, but really it was, like, music was, this is so fucking corny, but, like, literally music was therapy, you know? Because I was, like, that's what I had. That's what I had access to, so.
Yeah. Damn. So, that's crazy. Because that's a very, like... Your life could have been slipping. I mean, like, everything. Yeah. But, like, I feel like you, like, I was like, damn, your life could have...
I feel...
Your life could have turned... You're like, very blessed.
Very blessed. You're and very I don't... I think, like, you know, I'm not religious, but I think I'm pretty spiritual. And so I'm like, I know, like, the universe has been looking out for me. So every fucking day, I count my blessings. I am thankful every day of my life, especially like you said, like it could have been fucking rough. I could have done all that shit. I was around those people, like,
I got a question for you since you're saying spiritual.
Yeah.
No, because I'm not anti. I'm really in the 50-50. Now I'm in the point where I'm like, yo, like, there is no God, but I'm also like, yeah, maybe there's something.
Yeah.
Even though I've usually always been on the there is something side.
Yeah.
But what I feel like, I'm not going to deny, everybody has their problems.
Sure.
I do believe some are worse than others. You know what I mean? Like, we can't compare, like, what a rich kid has to, like, a poor kid.
No,
you know what I mean?
Not.
There's differences. But I feel like there's slots. Mm-hmm. There's a top slot, you know, like, the, it all, you know, race, money, you know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
Like, where you at, you know what I mean? There's all these factors into different things, right? But there's, like, I want to say, like, some of us were unlucky.
Yeah.
We're, like, on the bottom tier. We're, like, we're poor, you're going to face racism, you know what I mean? Like, all this stuff. Why do you think, like, since you're spiritual, some of us, like, I'm blessed. I'm from the worst neighborhood in the world. You know what I mean? Well, not in the world, but, like, one of the worst neighborhoods in South Central. One of the worst, most prominent gang. And I've seen a lot of stuff. And I think every day I'm like, yo, like, I speak English very well. I'm an immigrant. You know what I mean? All this stuff that I'm like, I'm blessed that I could be in these places. A lot of people, it's not about... They will never see this world. You know what I mean? They're gonna, like, I quote dude from Leeway. He's like, yo, like, they're never, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, even if, like, I fuck up tomorrow, like, it's like, I saw a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of things that people are never gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, because I have certain tools, you know, like, my dad introduced me to, like, here's metal. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, my mom was like, you know, I don't give a fuck what you do. Just do what you gotta do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which that led me to be like, okay, like, I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? There's, like, certain things that, like, shape who I am. Why do you think, would it be unfair to say, like, someone who, like, everybody has a choice. Don't get me wrong. But someone who's like, yo, both of my parents were crack addicts. My mom told me to smoke crack when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Like, those kids who were like, I'm like, yeah, you had a choice eventually. But by the time you had a choice to leave the path, you were, like, you're like, kind of dead. Your sense of self-worth was already broken. What do you, like, do you think... What do you, like, when you think of those situations, do you think, like, there is something out there, or I'm not trying to your belief. I just want to know.
Care. No, I love this type of stuff. So I think that, how can I say?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't want to be like.
I think that now in this current day and age, like, I don't know if it's so much spiritual, but like right now there's so much more access and education about mental health and trauma. And so a lot of these horror stories, which is why I count my blessings, because I've seen that there's so many people who have so much worse than I ever had. That's, I don't like saying I had a bad life, because I have an amazing life, you know, but I think that it comes down to, like, never being educated about trauma, never having, like, a fine line of, like, you had music with your dad, or, like, you know, my mom had been through some fucked up ass shit. My dad, too, in and out of jail. And, you know, I think the spiritual part of it is that, you know, the universe brought, my dad had played music, and he, my mom loved music. All of my mom's previous relationships, they were all musicians. So, I think, like, the universe has a plan for people, but I don't think the universe is like, you know, hey, you're gonna be fucked up your whole life, you know. I think that's just like there's always a way out. It's just like being able to find the right thing that speaks to you out of that. I don't think I'm making very much sense, but it comes down to, like, generational traumas and being able to break the cycle and, like, having something that gives you purpose. And a lot of people, like, they don't know anything else but fucking smoking crack, violent crimes, like, abuse. Like, that's all they'll ever know, because honestly, that's probably all their parents knew. And even before that, right? So I'm lucky that I had something like that. But I think that everyone deserves a chance to heal and be free from that. It's just a matter of, like, if you have resources, and I think the best way to help that is just, like, having conversations like you do with a lot of people, or, like, you know, seeing someone in trouble, instead of judging them, be like, damn, they're probably going through something awful. And I think this world judges a lot. And so I think when you see someone going through it, you're quick to judge. But when you hear that voice that's like, man, actually, I feel kind of bad, like, that's the spiritual thing of, like, well, yeah, I mean, that person's a person like you, you know? And so, I'm not to be a hippie, but I'm into, like, Ram Dass and a lot of shit like that. And there's a saying that he says is, like, we're all the same being. Like, we're all the same being. Like, he says something about, like, you're a rock, I'm a rock. Like, you're that tree, I'm that tree. Like, we're all on the same field and experiencing the same energy. And we're all just a soul in this world. And everything that happens to us, a lot of times, isn't our fault. It's just reactions of times before us. I don't know if that makes very much sense. I didn't smoke weed today.
The last part, I was like, I don't know about that. I don't know. But I guess what you're saying is, like, from what I took from your saying is that it's, like, I think it's so easy to be like, all right, like here's the bad thing. Here's the 1, 2, 3 things in my life that led me to trauma. That's a fucked up thing. And focus on that. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard to be like, yo, I found, like, a dollar on the street today. What the fuck am I gonna do with a dollar? But it's like, oh, here's, like, a dollar. You know what I mean? Like, it's so hard to be, like, stoked about that.
Yeah.
It's so easy to focus on the bad thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess, maybe that's a good way to put it. Like, if you want to believe there's something good out there, you're gonna believe it no matter what. I mean, the dude from, what's his name, Youth of Today. I don't believe in Hare Krishna and that.
Yeah.
But he gave this good quote, and I want, like, it's good. I think I want to share it now. He's, like, said, you know, like, there's a thing where, like, I think the Christians, or for yogis or whatever, that they go to the mountains to do yoga. This, like, very special mountain in India. So they travel every year. Like, they get people together. They raise money. They go all the way to mountains, right, to do this. And the average person might be like, fuck that. There's no God. Like they're just wasting their money. You know what I mean? It's just like, what does that mountain have that the mountain here in the San Fernando Valley doesn't have? You know what I mean? And it's like a tradition where, like, they go, they serve you food, they keep you, like, the people keep you hospitalized, and then you go to the mountain to your yoga. It's supposed to be the most peaceful thing on earth, right?
Right.
And he says, the mountain has nothing. The mountain is a fucking mountain. You know what I mean? You could jump off the cliff and it's not gonna make a difference. It's the people who carry the good stuff to the mountains.
Yeah.
So the way I see it is, like, an average person with no hope could be like, oh, they're fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like, that's stupid. You know what I mean? They're going to the mountains, waste your money, they got money, whatever. Like, stupid, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, well, you can see the good thing and be like, yo, that energy, that It's made by humans. It's not right. like totally. You don't have to believe in Jesus Christ or whatever. They carry that to the mountains. People from all over the world go to this mountain, carry that energy, and therefore it's there. And therefore you go, and that energy that someone left there, that someone was so fucked up, they're like, I'm gonna do yoga, went there. Now you're doing the same thing, and it can, and then something good is created.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well, it's also like, I think, you know, going to that, like people going to the mountains are going there because they want that feeling already.
Yeah.
Because that feeling already exists in you.
Yeah.
And it exists in everybody. But that was just what it took for them to like experience it, I guess. But
yeah,
it's, I agree. It's in everyone all the time, anywhere. It's just accessing it, you know?
Yeah. It's like hardcore. To me, hardcore, I mean, I don't know where you're at. Hardcore is only good when the band's playing and people are like feeling it.
That's when
hardcore is good.
Yep.
Because then there's all the Twitter, like all the social media, all this like, you know, whatever outside bullshit. But like, that's even with me, sometimes I'm like, yo, fuck this. Like, you know, I'm tired of this person hearing this. Yeah. This person doesn't like this person, all this stuff. I'm like, but when that band is, yo, check, dude, and you hear the fucking whatever, the DB or whatever, and then everybody starts feeling, that's when it stops being about what do I like, what do you know what I mean? That person in the back who's just watching, who's gonna go comment on TikTok or whatever, be like, yo, this band sucks or whatever.
They're not
that. Yeah, that leaves. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the persons who are like jumping, crawling on each other, you're hitting your homie, like, then they just, that's something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where like, where sometimes I believe, I'm like, damn, there is something, maybe.
For
you
sure.
know what I mean? Because it's like, you come, like, there's the energy in whatever minute, or just an example, that little tiny room when Out of Pocket, Human Garbage, whatever, right. Firestarter's playing, and there's like 10 kids there on like a Wednesday. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And then they're like all moshing. They came from all these places, different backgrounds. But yeah, there's something in them that makes them dance all weird, that makes them spin kick. What the fuck is that? And then, you know what I mean? But you're in that room doing it, and you're having the greatest time of your life.
Yep.
And then now you're like going back to your fucked up life, but you got hope.
For sure.
Something like, something was there. You know what I mean? It's more than just, you know what I mean? It's more than just your head, I guess. I don't know. More than just mentally. It's more something spiritually, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
That's better to put it. But, so you go from 16 to 20. How was those years? Becoming an adult.
Honestly, I feel like I had to become an adult, like, really young. Mm-hmm. Like, even before my mom passed at 16, like, I remember being, like, 14, and she had, like, an emergency. And at that point, I was like, oh, yeah, she's going to die. I'm, like, cleaning up her shit. And even then, like, you know, I was, like, learning how to cook for myself and do laundry when I was, like, 7, 8 years old because I had to.
Did your dad help out? Like, did your dad, like, check in, like, so...
He just worked and he gave us money.
Oh, okay.
But he was a one person driving a truck. And I always grew up poor. And even my dad came out, like, we had a house and my dad had a car. It was a used car, but, like, we had things.
Yeah.
And so... he definitely provided for us, you know, but because my mom couldn't really work and I was too young to work. And so, yeah, so I feel like I already felt like an adult at a young age. But, yeah, when I was 16, like right before my mom died, like my dad had my dad bought like a bass starter kit, like that you had a bass and it comes like a little amp. And I think that was his way of trying to like get me to bond with him because he wanted to learn to play bass again. He didn't really play it, and then I started playing it, so he would, like, encourage me to play. And then, eventually, like, my uncle had a guitar that was just, like, an old-ass one that just sits around.
Mm.
And so I was borrowing it, and so I learned how to play guitar. And so, like, right when my mom was sick, around 16 years old, I started, like, writing my own songs. And, like, I'd always write poetry and shit. And even as a little kid, like, I would fool around with, like, my brother's piano and shit. So right about that time is when I started like writing songs. So from like 16 to 20, like after my mom passed away, like I was just always like playing music. When I was like a junior, I think I joined like my high school choir and I did like jazz choir and shit. So it was like I healed from my mom, but like I always grieve for her. But I had music and I had friends and my siblings, of course. So like it wasn't awful. And then, yeah, I was just really doing that. And then right when I graduated high school, I got a full-time job. And so I had just always been working ever since.
Did you go to college?
I did do 2 years at community college, at Moorpark Community College. I wanted to be, like, a choir director. But I worked full-time, and it was just too much. I got burnt out, and so I never finished. But I feel blessed because at the job that I had at the time, they paid for me to get a certification in web design and development. Mm-hmm. So I did have like some education with that too. That they taught me like Photoshop and shit. So.
And you're working at that now still?
No, I don't work. No, I work at a different place now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Damn. It's so crazy because like the way you're telling me is like it seems like there's like pieces to life where like there's like the core that you need, like the core that everybody needs like to become a good person or like to not be like fucked up. And then I feel like you had everything but the core. Like you had friends, you had like people looking out for you, you had a lot of good things, but you did you know what I mean? Like it's crazy. It's crazy how like, you know, the pendulum swings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I had support and, you know, a roof over my head and
yeah, you had a lot of great things.
There were times when I thought I wasn't gonna have food, but I had food, you know. So like it's like I said, I feel blessed. Like I do feel like the universe is looking out for me.
Yeah. You know? Were you ever tempted to like fuck this? Like why am I like fuck poetry, fuck music, fuck this, I'm like gonna go
100%. I mean, not to be like morbid, but like there was like I was probably like 15, 16 and like, you know, almost like I had a plan to kill myself. Mm-hmm. And then even like after my mom died, a little bit after that, I think I was like 18, 19 again, like I left home with like a bottle of my dad's pills and I was like, all right, that's it for me. But again, something else, like, you know what, like I've gone through worse shit in my life. I'll get through this again. Now I don't feel that way. Like I feel healed with therapy and stuff, but.
Do you feel like it came from like self-hatred of like, damn, I'm unlucky. Like fuck me or more so like take me with you, mom.
It was a lot of the take me with you, but honestly, like with therapy, I thought a lot of that shit was my fault. Like I thought like my dad's abuse, like he was like, again, really emotionally abusive to my mom and me. And like, again, I love my dad, but he was struggling too. So I thought like I could just never get it right. Like I could never get it right. It'll never be happy. Like my, you know, when my mom was dying, like my dad was a motherfucker to her, you know?
Why?
I don't want this to be like, I hate on my dad. Like, I love my dad.
You guys gonna be listening to this like, hey, Gina, I heard that.
We talk about it. But like after my mom died, like my dad had like a bunch of hoes. So like literally my mom just died the next morning. He comes home and he like has me talk to like one of his sisters on the phone, you know, like, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, oops, sorry, there's a kid. There's a kid, I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just like, what the hell? And so, yeah, and then even then, like a month later, like he had like a girlfriend come over who ended up being like a great person. Like she really helped me too. But yeah, I mean, like I was just like, this fucking sucks. And like, I'm trying the hardest I knew, thinking that I was my responsibility to fix somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's not. You know, and it was never my fault. And so that's why it's because like I needed my dad. I needed support. And like I got a lot of like backlash. And so, yeah, I was just like, all right, I'm done. You know, there's nothing for me here. But obviously that turned around. Right.
Sounds like your dad was trying to be a good person. He's so fucked up.
I mean, my dad, like he definitely tried the best that he knows how.
Yeah.
Because of how he learned, and you know, he's locked up. He never had a good life either, so that's why I could be so forgiving, because like he didn't mean it, you know. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, he was like on the juice and shit, which is like that was his decision, but you know, it's because he's running from something too. And honestly, my dad could have said, fuck this, I don't want a daughter, I'm a head out, you know, and like that's not true. Be around. That's but he was true. Trying.
Yeah.
So you know, like I said, I'm grateful for that. So
Did your older siblings have resentment to your dad? Be like, yo, you're here for her, but not for us?
So my dad's... So on my dad's side, he had two other daughters and two other sons. And he was like...
God damn, we had to hella cut this out, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, so my dad had two other daughters besides me and two other sons. And he definitely was not, like, in their lives very much. But they... For a while, they didn't, like, come around with me. I think at first they thought my mom was just like, oh, this is just some other hoe, you know. But my mom was a really, really good person. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone knows, says, like, oh, yeah, my parents are good people. Like, my mom was, like, amazing.
Your mom had other kids?
Yeah, so I have two sisters from my mom who have the same dad, and then an older brother who had a different dad.
So they all love you, or some of them still resentment?
No, we all love each other very much, but I think it's not resentment towards me. It was more resentment towards my dad, and that kept them distant from me for a while, because it's kind of like, yeah, like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But later they kind out, like, it's not like I had this amazing life either, but
the sisters that you said took care of you were from your dad's or from your mom's?
My mom's. Yeah. And my mom's siblings, like, honestly, they don't like my dad, like, because he was a fucker. Now they, like, they'll come around, but so that's why, like, a lot of times I didn't have, like, family gatherings and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like,
so how was Christmas? Like, just you and your mom?
It was, like, me and my mom and then, like, my mom's kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then, that was on, like, Christmas Day of Christmas Eve. It would just be, like, my Mexican family, so, like, my dad and their kids. And then my mom usually... My mom got along with all of my dad's side, but it's more, like, they would tolerate, like, my mom's kids, my siblings would tolerate my dad for, like, short periods of time for the sake of a Christmas or... But, yeah, I mean, obviously, every holiday, there's some fucking chisme, you know?
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so, all right. And how do you find hardcore? Or, like, were you really into hardcore?
Oh, my God. No, growing up, I was into, like, the most cringy things. So, like, because I didn't have, like, older siblings that were into it. And in Simi Valley, there really was not...
A scene?
Not a scene like there is now. Like, there was a school in Simi, like, a high school that was, like, the artsy high school. So, like, they didn't have PE. They had, like, art schools. And I wanted to go to that school, but I went to the fucking, the normie school.
Yeah.
And so, at that school, there really wasn't, like, anyone except for, like, the scene kids or, like, the punk kids. But eventually, they went to, like, continuation school.
Yeah.
So, I would, like, kind of look at the shirts people were wearing at school and, like, look it up. And so, I would listen to, like... So embarrassing, like Escape the Fate or like
it's good to find the works is good.
Honestly, whatever.
Yeah.
I might have had a fucking that foo in my binder. Like, who knows? Now he's a fucker.
The
though.
Drug is me. Oh. Like, some shit like that. Like, I was listening to that the other day actually. I heard a knock on the other day.
Dude, it was like I was like, yeah, let's fucking go. But before that, I was into like a lot of classic rock and I loved Iron Maiden. I loved Metallica. And then I got into like you know, I don't know what you call it, like scene music, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then from that, I found like the Casualties, the Exploited.
Oh, that's a huge jump.
Yeah, I just found anything online, and then on MySpace, like I would go. You can see like the people in the bands, and I'd be like, "What's their MySpace song?" And like find what they were listening to, and I just found it. Or I'd go on LimeWire, and you could like search a band, and sometimes other shit would come up, and so I would just download a bunch of shit.
And that led to hardcore.
And eventually I came across Cruel Hand. That was like the first.
Cruel Hand was the first
hardcore band I listened to. And then like I heard like Tidal Fight and shit. But then at the time, because there was no fucking Spotify back in my day.
You couldn't see the recommended artist. Who's listening to what?
Yeah, I was listening to like Pandora. And so like I listened to like Cruel Hand Radio. And then I
found Pandora.
Like, oh, straight up.
Yeah.
Like that's how I found like Down to Nothing, all this shit. And then I would like be online and I would see like, oh, these bands play in the Valley at Cobalt. And then I would eventually look up people who play the Cobalt and stuff.
How was that? Going to the Cobalt? I mean, you come from, I don't know. I can't speak. So you tell me, like, come from a generation. Or hardcore. I mean, now we live in different times, but you tell me.
You kids will never know about the Cobalt, you know?
You tell me now. How was it? Like, you're, like, you know, I mean, you're a woman going to a hardcore show.
Yeah, yeah.
How many women were going at the time? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
honestly, look. Okay, so first of all, I didn't go to the, I wasn't allowed. My mom for some reason thought, like, punks were, like, evil people. Like, she never, if she knew I had tattoos and a nose ring and all this shit, she would fucking be turning in her grave. But
Gina, what'd I do wrong, Gina?
Yeah. But I don't know, for some reason, that's just how she grew up. Like, punks and goth kids were, like, motherfuckers when it was really the other way around, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
kill a suburban kid.
So I was never really allowed to go. There was shows in Simi. Like, there was a place called Infusion, which was, like, a Diet Hot Topic. So, like, I saw Sleepwalkers there.
Oh.
I saw... There was some other show there. I can't remember who played.
But Sleepwalkers all those bands, right?
Yeah. But I don't know if he was in it at the time, but...
Didn't he start the band?
I don't remember. And I found them because my dad's girlfriend, her nephew was, I'm not going to give him a shout out because this fool is a rapist and I don't fuck with him. But he played in that band as well. And the people who listen, they'll know.
Oh, okay.
But so I was like, oh, cool. He would just say like, oh yeah, like there's this show. And, you know, that's a whole other story. But I went to that show And eventually, like, I had friends who could drive because I didn't get my license for a while.
Okay.
And we would go to the Cobalt. I think the first show I saw the Cobalt, I want to say it was, like, Alpha and Omega, which is, like, such of its time.
Yeah.
But, like, legends, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Lee. Shout out to the older home.
Straight up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would go there. There was girls there. Like, there was fucking girls there. Like, I can think of, like, a handful in my head that I'm like, damn, I forgot about her. And girls who still go to this show.
Was there as much as, like, is there nowhere near as much?
Nowhere near as much, and it was definitely, like, a boys' club. But, I mean, I was not the only girl in the room.
Well, yeah, I mean, now I feel like a girl macho. Like, I've gotten kicked in the head by a girl, and I'm like, oh, well, like, you know, you get kicked in the head, period.
At the time, a girl would mosh, and, like, all the dudes would make fun of her.
Oh.
All the dudes make fun of her.
Like, outspokenly, or, like, very, like, oh.
I mean, I don't think it was very subtle, you know? Okay. I wasn't moshing because I was scared, but, like, yeah, I mean, it was, like, machismo shit, you know, but like talking shit, or like they would like sexualize the women, at least from what I would hear. I don't think everyone there was like that, but definitely nowhere near as
it was prominent
women. It was prominent, but
did it turn you away? You're like, fuck this, like, why am I here?
No, because I really kept to myself, and I loved the music, and there was, like I said, there was other girls there for sure. Yeah. You know, so yeah,
I mean, I can't imagine, like, yo, like, yeah, there's girls, but, like, yeah, there's, like, you
not
know, we're here, yeah, I hear, like, we're, like, it's the less girls.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like, you know what I mean? It's, like, I would be, like, fuck. Like, if it was, like.
It was, like, intimidating for sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm, like, damn, I don't want these fools looking at me, like, mind your business, you know? Yeah. But then,
like, the violence, too. Like, it was more violent back
then.
I
spit on you.
Yeah, no. Like, how was, like, did you see Donnybrook? Like,
oh, my God. I remember I saw Donnybrook. It wasn't Aladdin Juniors. It was some other place in Pomona with, like, a sliding door. And it was, like, my first time I drove far away for a show. And Donnybrook played. And I just saw some, like, little foo just, like, fly into this glass window, and, like, his whole face was pressed against the window. I was like, where the fuck am I right now?
See, like,
and then it was, like, this whole, like, oh, don't look at that fool, because, like, he'll kick your ass, and now I'm, like, low-key in a band.
Oh, okay.
But I was, like, at the time, I was like, damn, what the fuck is all this? But it was sick. Like, it was, like...
That's crazy.
I didn't have... There was really... It wasn't popping in Simi. Like, it was popping in the valley.
Shout out to Cam.
Yeah. Like, 100%.
Yeah. Cam is...
Shout out to
him. Actually, see me. We're exposing him now.
Yeah.
And y'all gonna be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that fool is Sea Valley just like me. He's not Oxnard. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, he's he's gonna call me. He's like, what the fuck? Like, oh, we're at the carpet.
Yeah.
Damn. So that's crazy. You went from like having this fucked up life, going to a place where you're not welcome, but yeah, seeing Donnybrook beat pulls up, like straight up like violent shit. Crazy. And you're like, this is cool.
It was cool.
That's crazy. Do you think your life, how different would your life been if you're like, you know what? Supposed to be being sexist, you know, Donnybrook is killing someone, you know what I mean? Like, this band's dying, you know, like, this fool just died, like, I'm not coming back, you don't come back, how will your life then?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Maybe that's a spiritual thing.
I know somehow music would still be a thing. I'd still go to shows. There was, like, also local, like, so I used to play a lot of local shows, too, like, at the time I was, like, playing 15, 16, there's a place out here in the valley called Guitar Merchant. So I also was going to, like, indie shows because I was playing them by myself. So if I wasn't going to hardcore shows, I would still be going to see live music because that's, like, what I wanted to be around because I didn't have anything else. Otherwise, I would be fucking wasting my life.
The way I see it is hardcore kids need to learn to, like, listen to something else.
Yeah.
Don't be listening to fucking...
I don't think...
Shadow Realm all day. You know what I mean? Like, you got to listen to something else. Like, you know what I mean? You can't just be in the same circle. Same thing with like, fools who, like, only listen to chill music.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's, like, pop, rock.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you got to listen to something that has something to say. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's trap, punk, you know what I mean? Like, you got to, like... It has to be a balance.
Yeah.
So, like, the way I see it is, like, you... He had the balance. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like... Who knows if you would have just stayed in the indie circle your whole life?
Yeah.
You probably would have just been, like smoked out or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, not... There is no, like... Because, like, it's so beautifully made music. And then... But it's, like, sometimes I'm like, what the fuck are you even saying? You know what I mean? Like...
I think I just, like, you know... I think everyone experiences, obviously, like, a wide variety of feelings and energy. And so when you listen to a lot of different things, you always have something to channel that energy to. So I don't think... I would be shocked if there's really someone who only listened to hardcore. People who probably predominantly listen to mostly that, they're probably fucking angry, they got energy, they want to, you know.
That was me, but like for like a year, you know what I mean? After that, you're like, okay, you can't wake up and be like
angry every day.
Yeah, you can't wake up, but it's like, and then you like go to sleep, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, yo, like, like yeah. let me sound like Public Enemy or something like,
for
you
sure.
know, like something like, you know, very same shit, just yeah. produced differently.
For I sure. mean,
so how old are you now? I don't know if you mind me asking.
No, I'm I'll be 30 this year, so I'm 29.
Damn, dude, I am everybody interview always 30 or turning 30. That's crazy.
Us 30 year olds, girl, you gotta watch out.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna come out in the
I'm not 30 yet, okay? I'm still 20. I'm still in my 20s.
You're 20s, yeah, yeah. So if someone's like, oh, I'm in my 20s, you know, how it is. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's like, yeah.
I'm 20 something.
We lit, yeah. yeah, it's like, oh, no, but I'm actually gonna turn 30. Like, yeah. So, how's life now? What was life 22 up to 30?
Oh, gosh. So, I mean, I don't know, a lot. I've gone through a lot. But, so, let's see. So, I from probably when I was, like, 16, 18, I was playing, like, my own acoustic shit. I was working full-time. My first paycheck I ever got, I bought a digital camera. So, I've always been, like, love to take photos. I love to take, like, videos and stuff. So, I'm always doing some sort of art shit. I've always loved makeup, like, being artistic with makeup and shit. And then when I was, at the time I started doing like covers. Like I didn't know how to record. So I started putting like music video cover, or not music video covers, but like I'll cover a song, put it on YouTube.
Of what?
My first cover was this song. The guy's name is like Modest Yahoo. It's some fucking weirdo reggae song. Which, like, all of my YouTube videos are private. No one will ever find it. But at the time, I had, like, 20,000 views.
Can we post it, like, on the Instagram?
I'll show you a screenshot.
Yeah.
But, so I would post covers. And then I covered, like, Tidal Fight and, like, Sea Haven at the time. Like, I had my little Tumblr era, you know?
So you were doing, like, as a thing. Like, you're not
that was
just,
my
like,
thing.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I just was, like, that's what I did for fun. Was,
did
like,
you
oh,
have it under your
cover.
Name or under?
It was under my name, yeah.
Okay.
And so I was
someone's
doing that.
Find you right now.
Yeah. And I remember I would post them on Tumblr, and then Aldo saw me cover, which it was so embarrassing because I was playing a ukulele, which I'm like, oh my god. But he saw me cover I think it was a Sea Haven song or something. And then I followed him, and then he's like, oh, let's jam. And so when I was like 21 maybe, I started jamming with Aldo. Before it was grade school, it was just me and Aldo.
Oh, so you've been knowing Aldo for a while then.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then eventually like Guzzi, my homegirl Marissa, Daniel, eventually that became grade school. And at the same time I started that, my friend Sean, who's in cheer, who's at entry, he's also my roommate. I'm also his boss. Like, he's like my brother.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He hit me up because he knew I did covers. He's like, hey, do you want to start like a like shoegaze type band? And that's how cheer started. So cheer and grade school started at the same time. And those were like my first bands. Like in high school, I played like with these two kids like at my birthday party, but I don't really count that. But so those are like my first bands. And then so when I was like 20 up until like, I mean, pretty much now, like I was just doing that and like taking film photos or
and,
just
and,
hanging out.
Who's Linda Susan?
So my mom's name was Linda Susan. And so I would spend all of my time writing for grade school and writing for cheer because I was like the main person. And then I still would like, I love to do acoustic shit still, so I would always write demos and shit. Eventually I learned how to like record on GarageBand and shit. So I've been doing that for like a long time. Probably when I was 18 I learned how to do that. And so I had like a bunch of demos, and so I wanted to put something out just as me, because I just, everything was always the band, and I was like, I want to just have my own thing, not to like blow up, not to do anything, but just for myself. Like, yeah. This is something I did by myself.
Whatever the fuck I really want to do.
Yeah, I'm very independent and I'm very stubborn, and so I knew I wanted something that only I do it for me. And so I didn't know what to call it, and so at the time I was like, I'll just name it after my mom, and so I just call it Linda Susan.
Do you write songs from a perspective of her mom?
Yeah, I have a couple demos where I write as if I'm her, like to kind of, you know, now that I'm an adult, I kind of can understand like the life that she was living. So yeah, I do that.
Is that music out, or those are just demos? Like those are just like hidden?
Those are, probably one of them's going to come out soon, but I don't really have much of them out right now. Maybe.
Wait,
actually,
is there any Linda Susan out there? Music?
Yeah. So I have I'm not for a while though, but I just recorded with Sean. He's an amazing producer. And so I recorded with Sean. I have a song out, and then I just put all of my GarageBand demos on like an EP, and Aldo put both of those out with Criminalized on tape.
Is that I Do What I Want, or
yeah, I Do What I Want, yeah. But I have like I have 20 something demos. They're just not done. I just have to work on them. But
is it like you just don't have time, or like you're kind of scared to like have that out there?
A little bit of both. Like if I write a song, I'll either write the whole song in like a half hour, or I take like literally years to finish it. And a lot of times I'm like, okay, the song's done, but let's use it for share. Oh, let's do it for this. And so now like Graceful's not really active, and share we are, we have a lot of songs, but now I'm like, well, I have more stuff I can do as myself. So that's really been just what I've been doing. Like,
and now Human Garbage also. Well, you fill in, yeah.
Well, I fill in for the most part. And so Grade School is basically Human Garbage when it first started. Yeah. There's like the same members besides me and Marissa, and eventually I played with them. So, which they're my
part fucking, of the army.
Yeah, they're my bros. So yeah. I love to play with them.
Say.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're getting close to wrapping this up.
Cool.
Is there anything else you want to say? Like,
no, I mean, thank you.
Do you think... I think I asked this question to Justice when I did it. Do you think at this point in your life, you're like, you honestly are the happiest you've ever been, or you think you still got a while? You think you could still go? Like, you still need a lot to learn. You're 30, you know what I mean? You're like in a very prominent, like in a very like, I mean, people are gonna say whatever. I mean, you're in a very like, 30 is like a number, a significant number, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a whole nother decade. It's your third decade, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, do you think you're like in a little bit at peace, or you're like, nah, I still...
I have a problem of never feeling satisfied. Like nothing, I never feel like anything I do is good enough. So I'll always want to do better.
Yeah.
But I think if I look back, I've done a lot of things, but I'm not done. Like there's so much more I want to do, especially with my solo stuff. I have other projects I want to do something with. So, you know.
There's still
a lot more to do. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say? Shout out, fuck you.
Shout out the 805. Shout out Cameron. Shout out you for your podcast. Shout out Midnight Hour. I mean, it's awesome. Shout out everyone that ever supported me. Thank you. And this is great.
No, fuck you.
I won't. I'll keep it positive, but I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah, produce positive. All right, you want to do this or that and then officially
wrap it up? Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Alright, whatever. Death Threat, 100 Demons.
Death Threat.
Hate Breed or Cold as Life?
Hate Breed.
The Cranberries or My Bloody Valentine?
Oh God. I want to say The Cranberries, but I know it's MBB.
Deep Wound or The Laughing Hyenas?
Deep Wounds.
Dinosaur Jr. or The Smashing Pumpkins?
Dinosaur Jr.
Awesome. I was expecting that one. Orange soda or Coke?
Oh, if it's Diet Coke, Coke. Otherwise, orange soda.
Juice or soda?
Juice.
Milkshake or boba?
Milkshake.
Basketball or soccer?
Basketball.
Damn,
I'm fake ass Mexican.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst thing to say. ECW? Nah, SmackDown or Raw?
Oh.
I don't even watch wrestling.
I did.
Huh. You're like, fuck both.
I'm going to go Raw.
Raw. Smack. I've never asked myself that question. Jack in the Box? No. Canes or Chick-fil-A?
I'm vegan, so neither.
Oh, okay. Earth Crisis? No. I'm trying to think of it. Earth Crisis rules every vegan man ever. Stripe? No, not Stripe. Pearl Jam or Soundgarden?
Oh, I'm gonna go Pearl Jam.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses or Metallica?
Oh, Metallica.
Slayer or Metallica?
I'm gonna get haters. I'm gonna go Metallica, girl.
Exodus or Testament?
I don't really listen to either, but if I think it, based on what I have, I would go Exodus.
Ceremony or Trash Talk?
Ceremony.
Shit. Donnybrook or Alpha and Omega?
Alpha and Omega.
One more. Skinny Puppy. I'm trying to think of like another fucked up band. Skinny Puppy or Skinny Puppy or Nine Inch Nails?
Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails. And last one. Is there best way to put last one? Sheer or Grave School?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like fuck both of them.
Oh God, I'm gonna go Grave School, but I love Sheer. They're just different for me. Yeah. But Grave School, just because I don't do it anymore and I miss them.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of a good one to wrap it up. There's got to be a good one. I think that's it. All right, thank you, everybody, for listening. This was Laugh Now Die Later with Gina. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.